I cried with my whole heart, "Hear me, O Lord, I will keep my statutes, thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hope in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto the loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. They draw nigh that follow after mischief, they are far from the law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning the testimonies I have known of all old, that thou hast founded them forever." Heavenly Father, help me tonight. I come to you again as a needy preacher. And Lord, there are some folks missing tonight. I pray that you're with them, and there's nothing wrong. And I just pray that you'll comfort them. We've had some folks missing today. We were down a little bit this morning, but you know what? You were here, Lord. And the folks you gave us, I'm so grateful for what we had. And Lord, I pray tonight that you'll help us with a situation that we think of tonight. Lord, we need revival. We need revival in our hearts. We need revival in our country, our cities. We need revival in America. And Lord, we need revival in this world. Lord, help us tonight to see that. Help us to want it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. How fervent the psalmist David was here. And he's crying out to the Lord. He had a whole heart. And he cried constantly for the answer. And he stayed long in the Word of God. I think there are three mighty ingredients that we need for revival. We need a whole heart. We need to cry constantly for the answer. And we need to stay in tune with the Word of God. Now, how frustrated he must have been. And, you know, we need to look at the world today. And, yes, we are frustrated. But I'm here to tell you, God's still on the throne. We don't need to fret. We don't need to... We need to cry out. And we need to look for an answer. But we know who the answer is. If I cry for this nation, I cry for God to put His hand back on this nation. Back on our cities, back on our state, back on our country, and back on our Christians. Not because of the Lord, but because of what He needed. How forward He was. He said, I cried and I cried. I prevented. I will keep. He said, I will hope. Mine eyes, Lord, I am needed and I'm in need of You. That's what David, that wraps up the whole book of Psalms. In Psalms 119, verses 149 through 151, it talks about the psalmist's calling. His simple plea described, hear my voice according to thy loving kindness. His sudden plight quickened me. Draw me near to you, Lord. He was in a safe place. He said, Lord, thou art near. And let me tell you, when the Lord is near to us, we are in a safe place. You know, people say, why do I go to church? I want to tell them anymore is to be in a safe place. To be in a safe place. You know, when somebody has a heart attack, we take them to a safe place. We take them to a hospital. When somebody's sick, Nelda was sick, Lisa called an ambulance right away, put her back in the hospital. Why? It was a safe place. But this is world today is a sin-sick nation, and it needs to be in a safe place, and that's the church house. There are Christians who are sick, and they need to get back into the safe place, which is the church, the temple of God. Now, listen. The psalmist was confessing. We need to confess our sin in order to have revival. I mean, we need to dig way down in our hearts and in our pitiful souls and cry out to God, cleanse me, O Lord, and see if there be any wicked way in me like David did. And we need to be earnest with that. You know, we sometimes we come to an altar and we say, God, You know me, but we're hoping He really don't. We come and we think sometimes, you know, Lord, I need You, but we don't want Him to get so close. Lord, I want to please You, but we want to please God sometimes in our own convenience. You know, we say, Lord, we love You and we want to do things for You and we want to do things the way You want us to do. We want Your will in our lives, but we want it according to our layout of our life. And that will not get revival. God's always been right in the past. He always will be for people. And David said, "You Lord, you've always been there. God will always be there." He said, "God, You're right in the present forever, and He always will be. God will be right forever in the future too. The Lord will always lead us along if we let Him. In shady green pastures, the Lord will lead us. When we're down and when we're out, the Lord will lead us." And I believe tonight, when we need revival, we really want revival, God will give us revival. If we really want revival, we'll search our lives tonight and say, God, is there something in me that's keeping me from having revival? Revival will not come in the church unless the church wants revival. And the church is the people. Amen? It takes everybody to have the church revival. It takes everybody to have a church-wide revival. You don't hear that anymore. You don't hear revival anymore. You don't hear preachers preaching on revival anymore. You don't hear evangelists too much preaching on revival anymore. What's wrong with our nation? What's wrong with our lives as Christians? We're too humdrum. We're too satisfied with the status quo what we live in. You know, we go to work, we go home. We go to church, we go home. We work at the church, we go home. We don't even think revival anymore. Back in the old days, preachers preached revival, and they had revival. A preacher, an evangelist would come to town, they would close down the bars, they would close down the beer places, they wouldn't sell liquor, they wouldn't drink liquor, they all came to revival. And many of them never opened up their beer places again because of the revival. We need that kind of revival again today. Where people will come to the altar and say, God, see if there be any wicked way in me. See, cleanse me, O God, and show me my life on a picture. Show me life on the screen. And let me be pure in Your sight again. And let me be whole again in Your sight again. O God, give us revival. We need revival. We see the psalmist crying out for revival. He is crying because he did not keep the Lord. He didn't keep the Word of God. And he realized it. Folks, Christians don't keep the Word of God anymore. Now, I was going to say some things tonight, but I'm sorry. We got an evangelist here, and I'm going to say this word, and it's a no-no in evangelism. I kind of want to sugarcoat something. Amen? That's a bad word, isn't it? Amen. I don't want to get on some sins, and I don't want to get on some things. You know how I stand on those things. I hope you do. But we're not doing them. We haven't come and laid it on the altar and say, God, if that's in the book, I'll do it. We haven't done that. You won't have revival until you do that. We talk about giving up some things and taking on some things and searching our lives and how we dress and how we talk and where we go and where we don't go and who we mingle with and who we don't mingle with, and we've not got it set. We not settled it here at the altar for God. Because when you do, you don't do it. Amen? When I gave my beer bottle to God, I never picked another one up. When I gave my cigarettes to God, I never picked them up again. I gave them to God. When I didn't cuss, I gave it to God. I quit cussing. And there's still some things I need to lay at their altar again in order to have revival in my life. We need revival. But we got to want revival. We'll never have it until we give some things up. Or we take on some things we need to take on. Boy, how I wanted to say some things tonight. This is Sunday night. I got freedom on Sunday nights. Amen. We don't realize that God sees us. And I believe God sets up in heaven and He sets it there on that throne in heaven and He's there. Amen?
Amen.
And He hears you when you say, I love you, Lord. I'm going to sell out to you, God. He says, that's good. And He kind of watches. They didn't mean it. Oh, they do it for a little while. What happened? What happened with her? What happened with him? They said they were going to do this. They haven't done this. You say, preacher, you think God does it? I really do. I really do. Well, their preacher preached this, and he preached it out of my book. Why aren't they doing it? That hurts, don't it? Why aren't they doing it? Why aren't they doing it? They say they love me. They say they love me with all their heart. Now, they're in the Book of Life, and they come to church, and they really come to church. I mean, they don't miss. Why won't she do that? Why don't he do that? You don't think God keeps a record?
Amen.
You better believe He keeps a record. You know, God just might put you on the screen one night in heaven and says, this is your life. You sat in that church and that preacher poured his heart out at you and told you what you ought to be doing and what's right and what's wrong. And there's you sitting in a pew. Crazy. I can't do that. That's what you're thinking there. You were saying, I can't do that. Why were you doing that? He preached a message on this and that and you just took it and kind of threw it to the side and went on living your worldly life. Because if we don't choose to follow this, we choose to follow the world. You know, God said, I think He gets sick of people like that. You know, if you're a boss, you expect your people to come to work. You know, Walmart expects me to wear a blue shirt and brown pants. If I don't, I get in trouble. I'm out of uniform. You know what? We have a uniform too. We're supposed to be uniform to this book in our lives. And we're not. If we would really search our heart, and I'm searching my own heart tonight. I'm not any better. I'm preaching to me. I think I made God sick many times. Do you? Do you? You better believe you do. We all make God sick sometimes. He died on the cross. He wrote this book. He used disciples. He laid a pattern for our lives. He showed us what we should do, what we shouldn't do. And He says, please me, be holy as I am holy. He's telling you to do everything in this book that's right and wrong. That's what He's telling us to do. When He said, be holy as I am holy, you know what He said? Take my book, read my book, learn my book, and do my book. That's what He was saying. I believe that with all my heart. And we're not. You know why I am an independent, fundamental, separated, King James Bible preacher? You know what I'm saying when I say that I'm an independent, fundamental, separated, changed version Bible? You know what we're saying by that? We're saying we heed by this book. We're saying we heed by this book. And we lie. We're telling a lie with our lies. We're telling a lie. You know it took hundreds of years for the Son of Baptist to fall. And us independent, fundamental, sin-hating, hell-preaching, local Bible Baptist, fundamental people, it only took a few years for us to backslide. Why? Because we haven't taken the precepts of this book and lived them. We toiled with them. We played with them. We say we do. But we're not telling the truth of this book. I see men and women in churches that are not independent, fundamental, sin-hating, separated. They really don't aren't. But boy, do they look it. They look it. What do you think God said when He said, come out from among them and be ye separate? Why did He say that? I think He said it because He wanted us to do it. And we're not going to have revival in America today unless independent, fundamental, sin-hating, out-preaching people get right with God and do what God wants them to do. Take this book, live this book in their life, breathe this book, and change their lives. And not just at church, but at home. Not just at home, but in the grocery stores, and wherever we go. We need to look what we are. And we need to look at what we're not. Because what we're not, we can't have revival. I want revival. I want Cornerstone Baptist Church to be the first church in Salem, Illinois that has broken out of revival. And we can. If we choose to get right with God. We need revival so we can be closer to God. How many want to be close to God? I'm going to ask for hands. I want to see this. How many want to be close? Get your hands up. How many want to be close to God? You say, well, preacher, you know I know I don't. I can't see your heart. God sees the heart. And when you raise the hand, you're telling God, I want to be sold out to God. Maybe a lot of us have some changes to make it be sold out for God. The psalmist said he had gotten away. He wasn't right. In verse 144, he says, the righteousness of the testimonies is everlasting. He said, let me understand them and live them. Let me know what you're trying to say to me, Lord. Let me understand what you're going on. I know what you are saying. It's right. It's right. And I'm going to do it. If I'm going to be right with you, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the Word of God and I'm going to live the Word of God. Oh, if we would decide in this nation today, if we would decide in this church, I'm not worried about what the president's doing. I'm not worried about what's going on in Vietnam. Or I'm Vietnam, listen to me. I'm not worried about what's going on in Iraq or Vietnam, where that goes. I'm worried about what's happening here in our lives. What are we doing in our lives? Every time I think of revival, I have to search my own heart. And I know up to a few hours ago, I was part of the problem not having revival at Cornerstone Baptist Church. I was in here early on my knees, though. And I said something, as David said, I said, Lord, cleanse me. Cleanse my mind, my heart. Because I made a lot of mistakes this week. You know why the devil was on your pastor's back? I said this morning. You know why? God was trying to get my attention. He was trying to get my attention. Because he knew I needed his attention. And I looked unto God and I said, oh God, you want me to preach on revival, and I can't preach on revival until I cleanse my heart and say, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to stop doing some things and start doing some things in order to have revival in my own heart. And God said, I want the church to have revival. I want everybody ways and cleanse their lives and do what is right according to my precepts and my book, and I want them to have revival at the church. I believe if this church could break out in revival, the pews could be filled. What's wrong with the old black book my daddy used to preach from? It's not outdated. Oh, they got the modern translation, which is nothing but a bunch of junk. If you're holding to that, you're not going to have revival. Amen. You say another Bible outside the King James will keep me having revival? Yes. That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. We need revival and we need it bad. We need it bad. If my life is going to have any meaning at all, any fullness in it, it's going to have to come from revival. You know, there's Christians that I call the walking dead. They're alive, but they're walking dead. They really are. They're out there just like a dead stick. Well, they get up every morning, they brush their teeth, they go off into their life and don't even know what it's about. They are the living dead. But you know what? I'd rather be living than be called a living dead. But in that next verse, he cries out, and yet seriously with God, and God give him the wisdom that he needed. You know, David said, great peace have they which love the Lord, and nothing shall offend them. Sometimes we think we've done pretty good. But yet there's other times when I think I lose and I'm not doing too good. God wants us to have revival. Folks, and there's some things in our lives that we're doing. You know it. I don't think I have to say them no more. I don't think I have to go there anymore. And I don't want to go there anymore. I would like to have it solved. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. I don't have to say it, I don't think. I've been pastor here for 4 years now. You know what I'm talking about. I want revival more than I've ever wanted revival before. And I want it for this church. And I want it for you, the people that make up this church. God has begun to do some things for us we've never thought that would happen. I sat down here, listened to the announcement. We got men's meeting started, and everybody's arguing on who's going to cut the grass. Amen. Come in clean and help clean. Come on, do the things to do, and you got. Preacher, you need to have some people to take assignments and take turns driving that van so you can be relieved a little bit. Boy, are they right. But you know what I've decided? If nobody wants to do that and can't do that, I'm going to do it anyway. Amen? I sat back in the men's meeting with just marveling over the ability of people there. How God wants to use certain individuals and how God is using certain individuals. And praise God, He wants to do it at Cornerstone Baptist Church. I'm amazed. I think we could just about conquer Salem now. Amen? And I want to conquer Salem. I want everybody in Salem that knows where Cornerstone Baptist Church is. Some of them still don't. That's our fault. Amen? That's our fault. I know everything rises and falls on leadership. And let me tell you something, I don't want to fail. Because my leader is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't want to fail God. And I don't want God to give up on me. But I want revival, Lord. But I need it to begin in me. And I want you to say tonight, it needs to begin in me. If we all get that frame of mind and that heart set feeling in our heart that I want revival. And you all said you want revival. Let's have revival. Let's cry out to God and say, oh God, cleanse me, change me, whatever I need, according to the book. And give us revival. Revive our hearts today, as the song says. Would you stand with me, your head bowed and your eyes closed? I want the guys to come. Drew, I want you to sing. I don't want nobody else to sing. Don't turn to no pages. I want to ask you tonight, if you want revival, and there's things you know in your life that's keeping you from having revival, would you come and lay that on the altar tonight with me? And say, God, I want revival too. I need revival. Come down here and let God break your heart. And give your heart to God and say, God, I need to change some things in my life. I need to get rid of some things in my life. I need to add things to my life. Because I want revival. And I don't want to hold revival back because of my life and the way my life is going. If every one of us would search our hearts right now and say, what is it that I need to take care of tonight? I believe God will give us revival. As Drew sings, use it as God permits you to.